解决说五年，
包括学汉语的三年。
Has studied Mandarin for 5 years, 3 years.
所以今天感谢主，因为帮助我翻译。
Thanks to Kenneth, Jerry can help me to do the translation.
所以请为我们祷告，我们可以都说得清楚，好吧？
Please pray for us so we both again speak clearly God's message.
我现在我会用英文哈。
Now I turn to English.
So I thank you for this privilege this morning of allowing me to come and share and speak.
非常感谢今天你给我这个机会和大家一起分享。
Let's pray.
Let's pray.
Great and marvelous God, worthy to be praised.
至高无上的神。
You are the Alpha and Omega.
你是永在、今在、永在的神。
The Maker of heaven and earth.
你是天地的创造者。
We come to your house this morning to give you all glory and honor and praise.
我们来到你的殿中，给你所有的荣耀和赞美。
Because you loved us so much and wanted to redeem us, you sent your Son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins.
你如此爱我们，想要拯救我们，所以你差遣你的独生子耶稣来到世上，为我们的罪钉在十字架上。
Yet, Lord, we do not love you as much as we ought to.
但是主啊，我们没有爱你如我们应该的。
So forgive us for putting things before you, for getting in the way of our loving you.
求你赦免我们，因为我们别的事情摆在你的面前，妨碍了我们爱你。
We thank you that Jesus poured out the Holy Spirit to form a holy people of God and to help us live that life that loves and glorifies God.
我们感谢你，因为你是耶稣给我们圣灵，帮助我们度过一个过一个爱主、荣耀主的生命。
And we thank you that you have formed a group of people here in Woodbury to come together to fellowship, to encourage one another, to worship you, and to grow in grace together.
我们也感谢你带领一群人在牧城成立团契和教会，我们互相鼓励，互相来鼓励敬拜主，在你的恩典里共同成长。
So Lord, I pray as they think about missions, as they serve here in the community.
我们祈求主，我们要作为教会要服务这个社区。
I pray that the Woodbury Church would not forsake their first love, and not be conformed to this world, but be transformed daily.By the Holy Spirit.
我们祈求我们华人牧神教会不要离弃起初的爱心，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
So that by testing each of the members here, may be able to discern what is best, what is holy, and what is the will of God.
叫我们每个人能够明白什么是神的善良、纯全和可喜悦的旨意。
To know what is good, acceptable, and perfect.
知道什么是对的，什么是错的，什么是可以接受的。
So we pray this in your Son's name.
我祷告是耶稣基督的名。
Amen. So over the course of 5 years in China, the Lord has taught me many different things.
在过去的五年时间，在中国服事过程中，主教给我很多很多事情，也提醒我一些。
Reminded me of many things also.
提醒我很多的一些事情。
Some very basic things.
一些非常基本的事情。
This morning I would like to share 3 of them.
今天早上我想分享三点。
The first 2 I will cover briefly, although I can make a whole sermon out of each of those.
前面两个可能会很简单的提一下，但是他们可以本身也变成一个很长的讲道了。
I'll spend most of my time on the third point.
所以我会。花了大部分的时间是在这三点上面。
First, there has been a dying to self.
第一点，我们要向自己死。
From Mark chapter 8, verses 35 to 34, we read, And calling the crowd to him with his disciples, he said to him, If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take this cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it.
马可福音第八章三十四节到三十五节这样讲的，于是叫众人和门徒来，对他们说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
When we left for China in July 2007, except for having to learn Chinese because I didn't know any Chinese or who we should have gone, we really didn't know how God was going to use me.
在2007年的七月份，我们去中国的时候，当时我除了学语音之外，也真的不知道神会怎么样使用我。
So it was like I had to start life over again, both personally and professionally.
我好像要重新开始我的生命。在这个职业上或者生活上
But the Lord knew though.
但是神知道。
And so last October, the Evergreen Board of Directors, after some changes, appointed me the acting China director.
So, 去年的十月份，那个永清组织决定任命我为驻华代表主任，作为他们这个组织。
And since that time, I've been able to use my experience as an attorney, as a financial advisor.25 years worth of helping nonprofits serve Evergreen and serve the Lord in China.
自从以后，可以用我以前很多年做律师和做这个财务方面的经验，帮助这个组织。
However,
但是
regardless of whatever previous experience I had, or I could use, or I learned,
不管以前我有什么经验
that I could bring this role.As a China director, or even just being in China,
我能带给这个主持人是什么呢
？The Lord reminded me that I needed to die to self.
主提醒我，我需要首先舍己。
Now, part of that was not that hard.
部分的那些并不是很难的。
Being in a new country, not knowing the language and the culture, I died.
到一个新的国家，我不知道语音，所以很容易就死掉了。
When I would try to speak Chinese, my children say, 爸爸你不会说普通话，你说的不好。
我他讲英文的时候，他们女儿说你讲的不好，爸爸。
Very humble.
非常的让他虚心的一个经历。
So if I did not die to myself with regards to the experiences I had,
如果我没有像自己死的话
those experiences could become a hindrance to the ministry.
那我以前的很多经验实际上可以变为我工作的障碍
And worse off, a source of pride in my life to say, well, this is the way it should be done. Not knowing the culture, not knowing the background, not knowing what the Lord was going to do.
这可能成为我这个是骄傲的一个源泉，因为我有很多的经验，我可能依赖我以前的经验做事情。
So there was a daily, not by my choice sometimes, dying to self.And then I had to make a choice to die to self.
所以每天我要做这个做这个努力，否定自己，向自己死。
Deny myself in the sense that God didn't want my experience to be just me.
其实神真的不需要我所有的经验，他需要的只是我。
To be used in a way that He saw suitable.
用在他认为最合适的地方。
The second lesson I learned was reminded that prayer was so important.
第二点我学到的是这个祷告是如此的必要。
We're in a battle for the souls of people for Jesus Christ.
因为我们在一个圣灵的征战中，为了一些还没有得救的人。
Here in Jerusalem, you're Woodbury.
不管是在耶路撒冷还是在牧城华人。
Judea, which may be Minneapolis, or even from St. Paul.
或者是在明尼阿波利斯，或者圣保罗，
or the other parts of the world.
或者是别的地方。
But we're at war with Satan.
Sorry,
we're at war. We're against Satan at war.
我们是一直和撒旦在争斗。
I just like to point you to Nehemiah chapter 4, the entire chapter.
我想给大家提到这个尼希米书第四章的一节。
That as you do the work, pray. As you pray, you do the work.
你做主的工，主会为你做工。
So you do both at the same time.
做同时做同样做在同样一件事情。
Because the Lord has provided the assurance and the encouragement to us that God will fight for us.
因为神也会已经向我们保证他会替我们征战。
Nehemiah says we need to put ourselves in the right place and remember the Lord who is great and awesome.
我们需要把我们放在一个正确的位置上，因为我们知道我们的神是大而可畏的。
That as we fight for him, he will fight for us.
当我们为他征战的时候，他会替我们征战。
Because the battle is his.
因为这个征战是属于他的。
And also very important to prayer, or also very relevant to prayer.
和这个祷告有关的一件事情，我也想提到。
Is to know how to participate with prayer in foreign missions.
我想您怎么样参与这个宣教的祷告，为他们祷告。
For those who are praying, thank you and keep on praying.
对那些已经替我们这个宣教祷告的，我们感谢你。
And let the missionaries know you pray for them.
也让这个宣教士们知道你在为他们祷告。
Could be an email, could be a phone call, Skype. It's really cheap.
可以是写写电子邮件，或者是打电话，或者是用这个 Skype。
And for those of you that are not praying, I just want to encourage you to do so.
Yeah, for those, 如果你们还有没有开始祷告的话，请你现在开始替我们祷告。
And I hope by the end of the sermon, as we talk about reclaiming God's love, that you will have a passion for prayer.
希望等我讲完我的sermon之后，你们可以开始为我们祷告。
And if you're going to pray daily, and if you're going to pray for the missionaries.
我们希望你们每天替我们祷告。
So the third lesson I want to spend the remainder of my time on is regarding the admonishment to the Church of Ephesians, as we read the scripture earlier.
第三点我想跟大家分享的是，在这个启示录的第二章里面的提到神对我们的对这个以弗所教会的训诫。
So the Apostle John wrote the book of Revelations.
使徒约翰写了这个启示录这本书。
Okay, the seven letters that were written beginning in verse 1 were to the seven churches that actually existed at the time.
七个教会，他们当时写给的七个教会是当时在亚细亚省的七个教会。
They exist at the time of John writing Revelations.
当时他在写这本书的时候，当时在有七个教会。
Now God's instructions here are meant for churches down through the ages in Woodbury, in China, here in America, all throughout the world.
叫神其实这个是不光是当时的教会，也是对我们现在的教会，今日我们目前的教会，或者是中国的教会，或者是世界上所有地方的教会。
And so this first letter was to the church in Ephesus, Ephesians.
第一封信是写给以弗所教会。
Now, Ephesus was a very free city. Just to give some background here. It was a free city. It was an important city, right, during that time.
以弗所在当时是一个非常自由的城市。
And within the Roman Empire, being a free city meant you were free, okay, to be self-governing, to care for yourself.
在罗马帝国的统治下，这个城市他们可以自己自治，可以有自己的自由。
It was a very prosperous city.
而且也是非常繁荣的一个城市。
But its economy was based on the worship of Diana.
很多的经济当时都基于在崇拜戴安娜神庙女神，戴安娜女神的神庙。
But through all of this, through God's grace, a church was established.
但是当时这个过程中，这个这支以弗所的教会建立起来。
Now this was a church that was very near and dear to God's heart.
这个教会是对神非常非常的重要的教会。
And so he commanded that this letter be written and sent to it.
所以他让这封信送到以弗所教会去。
Now, what would the Lord say if he wrote to our church in a general sense of the word church today?
叫神会说什么？如果他写一封信给我们现在的教会，包括我们目前教会
，to the American church, to Woodbury Church here?
到 Woodbury 的教会，或者是别的教会
，to the church in China?
到中国的教会。
I'll leave that for you to think about.
你们可以思考这个问题。
When we look at the passage, Okay, we can see Jesus is warning us of the danger of the church that starts out strong in its passionate love.
当我们看到这个章节的时候，我们看到这个神提醒我们，这个教会其实也有些危险。当然，如果开始是一个基于一个非常深的爱，但是也有它的这个危险。Now
it's motivated, working hard out of that love.
我们会驱动的，因为是我们这个爱来驱动我们工作，我们会工作非常努力。However,
we see that at the same time as working hard, it progressively loses its love for God.
当我们努力工作的时候，我们常常慢慢的就忘记了这个爱，起初的爱。So
it's interesting to note that even if a church loses its first love, it can still be faithful in everything that it does.
所以对于教会来说，即使失去了起初的爱，仍然可以是一个很活跃的教会，很努力的教会。Now
just point you to Corinthians and the chapters and the verses that talk about love. Without love, what are we?
在哥林多书提到这个，没有爱，又有没有合意呢？
So the church in Ephesus is very special in God's eyes. And Christ highlights its qualities, what it was doing.
所以以弗所教会是被神说是特别特殊的教会，神也提到他很多这个很好的方面做得不错的。So
when you read verses 1 through 7, you will see no critique there except for what? That you have lost your first love.
所以当你看到一到六章六节的时候，你会看到神其实没有很多的批评，唯一的一条提到就是说他们离弃了起初的爱情。Now
first we see Jesus knew their deeds, he highlights them.
首先耶稣知道他们的行为。It
wasn't a church that just sat around and got things done.
并不是个教会，大家坐在那什么也不做。It
was a busy and active church.
是一个很活跃、很努力的教会。Second,
he knew their toil.
第二点，神知道他们是很劳累的。So
he used a word that refers to toilsome work, hard work. In Chinese, 辛苦.
神是知道他们做的工作很辛苦。Makes
you sweat.
让他们流汗。
Okay. They didn't just get things done. They got things that were hard done.
他们不仅仅是做事，而且是做很困难的工作。
They weren't fun to do. They were burdensome.
并不是很好玩的事情，但是他们还是努力去做。
And third, he knew their perseverance.
第三点，神知道他们这个的忍耐。
You can imagine being where they were in that very secular society. They faced many trials, struggles, and persevered.
在当时这个社会，他们面临了很多的试探、挣扎和困难。
And the people didn't lose heart, they didn't give up, they kept on going.
但是他们没有放弃。
So I want to, at this point, just commend Woodbury Church here, because if you like the church in Ephesus, the core group here that started this church worked hard and persevered to get to the point where you are today.
所以我这个是我也要向赞扬这个三牧场华人教会，最从最初的这个开始，这个小组，他们成立教会，而且一直努力工作，教会发展到今天这个样子。
And then fourthly, he hated, or he commended the church for hating sin.
另外神也称赞这个尼弗所教会，因为他们憎恶恶。
Jesus said he knew about them that you cannot endure evil men.
神跟他们说，他们不能够忍受这个罪恶。
So in verse 6, he commended it as a church that they hated the deeds of the people called the Galatians.
所以在第六节中，耶稣提到这个教会他们非常恨恶这个尼哥拉一党人的行为。
So they were a heretical group that advocated immoral behavior and sought to influence the church in Ephesus.
尼哥拉是当时这个教会中的异端，他们做一些不道的事情，而且试图影响教会。
And Jesus says, I hate deeds that you hate. Didn't hate the Nicolaitans, you hated their deeds, what they did.
So, 耶稣说，你们恨这个尼格拉党人的行为，并不是恨他们，我也恨他们的行为。
So this was a church that was not tolerant of sin.
所以这个教会他们是不能容忍罪的。
And it hated the things that you hate.
他们也恨恶那些应该恨恶的事情。
The same things Jesus hated.
同样的事情，耶稣也会恨恶。
All right, the fifth thing that Jesus commended them for is that he knew their faithfulness to the truth. They were doctrinally sound.
另外第五件事情，这个神称赞他们是他们的对真理的忠实。
And finally, Jesus knew their faithfulness in suffering through persecution.
耶稣知道他们，是面临很多迫害，他们能够挺过去。
He said, "You have persevered and have endured, have endured for my name's sake."
他们这些教会的人是经受这些苦难，正是因为为了神的缘故。
And earlier, Jesus warned his disciples. He warns us, "You'll be hated by all because of my name."
神也提醒他们，这个有人被人恨，是因为我的缘故，我的名被人恨。
So it was for all this, and for this name of Jesus that they suffered.
因为神的名，所以他们受苦。
And yet, as Jesus said, "You have not grown weary. You have kept the faith." They didn't lose heart.
但神说他们并没有他们并没有劳累，并没有乏倦，他们还是继续为神工作。
However, Jesus says, "In spite of this, I have this against you."
尽管他们做了这么多，神还是对他们提醒他们说，有一件事我要警告你们。
I have this against you that you have left your first love.
因为你离弃了起初的爱心。
So this was in spite of all the great things he was doing for God.
这是他们做了很多很多很好的工作，但是神仍然责备他们。
I remember early on when I was a young Christian, I thought by serving God I would become spiritual.
我初信时候很小的时候，我觉得作为一个基督徒，好像就是我只要服从主。
We know it doesn't work that way.
但是好像不是那么简单的一件事情。
And so as the church was serving, they somehow lost their first love. Things got in the way.
所以当教会在服侍的时候，他们慢慢离弃他们起初的爱心。
And Jesus said that if they failed to repent,
他们没有悔改。
Failed to repent of neglecting their first love.
他们没有重拾他们最起初的爱心。
Jesus warned that he would remove the lampstand from his place.
耶稣基督要告诉他们要把他们这个灯台从原处挪走。
I'll come back to that later, lampstand.
这一点我会在一会儿再提到。
But what was his first love that they had lost that he's talking about here?
什么是起初的爱心呢？
If you go to Acts chapter 19,
在使徒行传十九章，
we can read the great miracles that happened.
我们可以看到当时这个一些神迹
that Paul was doing in Ephesus.
使徒保罗在以弗所城所行的神迹奇事。
And the Bible says as news was spreading about miraculous things. That God was doing, as news was going around about all the great things that God was doing, things were happening to people there.
So, 当事人都知道这些很奇异的事情。
We see in verses 17 through 20 of Acts chapter 19 that fear fell upon them. They were what? Believing. They kept coming, confessing, and disclosing their previous practices.
So, 在使徒行传里面，大家看到这个，他们知道主的名之后，他们也真主的名，而且很多人来信耶稣，也有人来诉说自己行做的事情，也有些人当时行邪术的。他们把这个行邪术的这些书扔进火堆里烧了，这些如果算起来的话，当时值五万块钱。
What would motivate someone to do that?
是什么驱使这些人做这些事情呢？
Love.
是爱。
I put forth you, it's love that would motivate you to do that.
是爱驱使他们做这些事情。
It was love that brought me to Minnesota.
是这个爱带他们 但他来到明尼苏达.
So Carol was here. Why else would I come to a place where it's freezing and I grew up in California? So love was motivating me to come here. Love motivated them to change.
因为尼泊尔他是在加州出生的，但是来到了明尼苏达，为什么呢？这么冷的地方，因为有Carol在这里.
So this was an awe-consuming love for God that they had that caused them to give up everything that they had, give up what they used to do.
这就是一种这个不顾一切的，是非常强烈的爱，驱使他们去做这些事情。
Now, many people admire Jesus as a great teacher, a religious leader.
很多人都敬仰耶稣，因为他是一个伟大的教师，是一个宗教领袖。
But they have no love for him because they have no sense or understanding that he died for their sins.
但是他们并不爱耶稣，因为他们没有感受到耶稣是为了他们拯救他们的罪。
Not just died for sins, but forgave their sins.
不仅是在十字架上为他们的罪的缘故，死在十字架上，而且是宽恕他们的罪。
So we know that people that don't believe in Christ are lost and condemned to sin, destined for God's wrath.
所以那些人不信耶稣，而继续在罪里面的，他们神是会很生气的。But
when they believe that Jesus died on the cross for their sins, they are saved.
但是当他们相信耶稣，接受耶稣在十字架上为他们死，他们就会得到拯救。And
because he saved them, they long to love him deeply and long to give themselves to him.
因为耶稣拯救了他们，所以他们很愿意放弃自己一切，为了耶稣。
To give themselves in gratitude, not out of debt, but in gratitude.
他们给予他们自己，给耶稣，是因为他们感谢耶稣拯救他们。
So Jesus taught that you can tell when someone has been forgiven much by the fact that they love much, because as he said in Luke 7:47, he was forgiven little, loves little.
在路加福音也提到，这个那赦免少了，他的爱就少。So
the Ephesians loved Jesus because he saved them from their sins of immorality and greed.
以弗所的人们很爱耶稣，因为他们知道耶稣救了他们从他们的罪中。
However, over time, as they kept serving him, they lost the love for him.
但是当他们在服侍的过程中，他慢慢的他们就忘记了。
They began to neglect them, began to neglect the personal relationship with
them. 他们慢慢就忽视了神，忽视了和神的关系。
I went through many commentaries to find out what and how they lost, and many of them say it's because they were just very active and they just other things got in the way.
我也查了很多资料，想看看到底是什么让他们造成了这个他慢慢的失掉对神的，遗弃了对神的最初的爱情。 是有什么原因造成的？
So they were serving him, they were suffering for him, they were laboring for him, they were toiling, they were persevering, all for him. They forgot to love him.
他们为神做事，他们为神受苦，为神工作，但是他们却忘记了爱神。
They had that deep personal relationship with him.
忘记了和神这个很深的个人的关系。
So Christ didn't want their service, didn't want what they were doing, he just wanted them.
耶稣并不是想要任何你们做的什么事情，他只是想要你们。
So my father attended what was back then Monoma School of Bible.
我父亲他在 Martinoma 这个圣经学院念书的时候。
And one of his spiritual mentors was a man named Dr. John Mitchell.
其中他的一个 导师是叫 Dr. John Mitchell.
And my dad said he never met a more spiritual man or met anyone else who loved the Lord as Dr. Mitchell did and knew the Bible as well as Dr. Mitchell did.
我父亲告诉我，他从来没有碰到另外一个人像 Dr. John Mitchell 这样爱神，而且了解神的话语，了解他的圣经。
And he would tell his students,
他要告诉他的学生,
Jesus doesn't want you, doesn't need you.
耶稣并不需要你的服侍，他需要你。
doesn't need you to serve him.
他不需要你的侍奉，而是需要你。
He just wants you.
他只需要你。
To be there to worship with him, to commune.
和他一起崇拜，和他一起。
So what he wanted from me, that I shared earlier about dying to self, was to be available, to love him more than anything else.
所以这个最重要的是要爱神。
So the Lord gains nothing from our labors.
神其实不需要我们的劳苦工作。
The battle does belong to the Lord.
神是我们这个征战的是属于神的。
He wants our heart. He wants that all-consuming love of Christ from us.
他需要是我们的心，是我们这个强烈的、不顾一切的对神的爱。
So the church in Ephesus served Christ well, but they did not passionately love Jesus.
这个以弗所教会虽然服侍神很好，但是他没有通过这个考试，因为他们。
And so what happens if they don't repent?
如果他们不悔改的话，怎么会发生呢？
He will remove the lampstand from its place.
神会移掉这个灯台从原处。
And what does this mean, the lampstand from its place?
把灯台从原处移去是什么意思呢？
So Jesus uses this reference before. He used it in the Sermon on the Mount.
耶稣用过这个 在以前他这个登山宝训里面。He
told his disciples, You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden.
他告诉他的使徒们说, 你是世上的光,神照在山上是不能隐藏的。There's
a man light a lamp and put under the basket, put on the lampstand so it gives light to all the house.
人等顶灯不是放在 楼底下是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。So
you want to let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
你们的光也应当这样照在人群，叫他们看见你们的好行为，并且荣耀归于你们在天上的父。And
so the church of Jesus is light to the world.
所以这个教会就变成神的光。So
the lampstand isn't the light, it simply holds the light. So it can shine its rays throughout the house.
所以灯台并不是这个光它自己，而是说这个亮光从那里发出来。As
I've studied this passage and I've looked at the Sermon on the Mount, I think the warning here is that a church that has left its first love will lose its opportunity to bear witness to the world of Jesus Himself.
所以如果一个教会，离弃了他起初的爱，对神的爱，他们就没有。 做到没就不能像世界上传递神的光。So
a church in the midst of this type of world, like a lamp in the midst of this room, that will not hold up the light, so that it can shine, is not doing what it's supposed to do.
所以这个灯台，如果没有光的话，它就失去了它的意义，就不能照亮这个房间。And
what did Jesus say he would do?
耶稣说，他会说怎么做呢？
That he would personally remove it.
他会把这个灯台挪走。
So in spite of all the work that the church in Ephesus was doing,
尽管所有的这个工作他们在做,
it didn't matter.
真的对神来说不重要。
Because they had lost their first love.
因为他们离弃了他们起初的爱。
Christ told them, I will remove the lampstand if you do not repent.
耶稣告诉他们, 如果你们不悔改的话, 我会把这个灯台从原处挪走。
So as I begin to close here, we want to turn to then what do we need to do if we've lost our first love? What do I need to do? What did I have to do myself?
所以我们这一点上我们要想，如果我们失去了我们起初的爱，我们现在怎么应该怎么做呢？
We find it in the passage in Revelations 2:1-7.
我们在这个启示录的第二章能看到。
First, he calls us to remember. Remember, therefore, where you have fallen, Jesus says.
首先，他提醒我们纪念纪念从哪里面跌落。
He calls us to do the hard work of remembering
and recalling what it was like to have been saved from our sins and delivered out of the darkness by His grace.
他让我们做这个努力的纪念，我们是怎么样被神从黑暗中救出了，我们是怎么样被拯救的。Now it could be just this morning during your quiet time that God reminded you of when He saved you.
也可能是今天早上你们在这个唱歌的时候，and
showering you with grace upon grace.
神已经给了你们很多恩惠。
Yet, even over the course of one day or the course of this morning,
但是到了晚一点的天的时候，你会慢慢的
your love for Him has decreased.
你的爱会慢慢的消退。
So what was it that caused us to neglect and forsake that intense love for Him?
是什么造成这个你缺乏这强烈的不顾一切的神的爱？
So He calls us to remember. This is a verb that calls for an ongoing, active remembering.
所以他让我们要持续不断的纪念这里。
And second, Jesus says we must repent.
第二点是说到我们必须悔改。
We're to continually remember and to continually repent.
我们要不断的纪念，不断的悔改。
To repent here means to confess and acknowledge that we have neglected to maintain our love. The fight for that love each and every day.
悔改就是告诉我们，就是我们要认识到我们常常忘记的保持一个亲密的个人的和神的一个关系。
So make that time to talk with the Lord, just as you make that time to speak with your spouse.
一定要努力找这个时间和神的交流，就像你每天要和你的配偶交流一样。
To acknowledge that we did not keep that love warm.
要承认我们没有把我们对神的爱一直保持火热的神的爱。
And one important point too is when we repent, we need to also see where in our lives where we allowed our love to grow cold and what got in the way.
我们也要提醒我们，我们是什么地方让我们慢慢的对神的爱冷淡下来呢？
So what got in the way of our devotion and trust in
Him? 是什么阻碍了我们给神的时间和给神的交流呢？
Perhaps you also remember how when you first came to understand and appreciate Jesus in your life, you couldn't get enough of Christ.
可能你们还记得，当你们最初信主的时候，你们是对神非常热心的，你们觉得。 怎么样的面好像也不能给你那足够的给耶稣。You
couldn't wait to do your morning devotions.
所以你们会花很多时间和神在一起。
So what were those things that got in the way?
但是是什么阻碍了你们继续这么做呢？
Was it thinking about material things? Our homes, our cars, our possessions, investments, bank accounts?
是因为这个我们世上的很多事情，物质方面的一些事情，是你的车子呢，房子呢，银行的账号啊。
Technology, texting, twittering, emailing?
或者是这个高科技的东西，这个电子邮件，短信。
Or even our own sinful attitudes, maybe selfishness or impatience with our children this morning.
或者是我们的自私的行为，或者是我们这个没有耐心。
So, I personally believe that our relationship with Jesus is like any other that we will naturally and inevitably grow cold if we don't nurture it.
我相信我们的关系和神的关系和别的关系是一样的，我们如果不努力去培养，去维护的话，它就会慢慢的变得冷淡下来。
One example for me has been Dr. Hudson Taylor's example. As you know, Dr. Taylor was the founder of the China Inland Missions, and his son, Howard Taylor, wrote in Hudson Taylor's Spiritual Secret.
我一个例子给我提醒我的例子是这个戴德森牧师，他的一个经历。戴德森牧师是中国内陆传教会的这个创始人，他是当年在中国侍奉了很多年。
So it was not easy for Mr. Taylor in his life to make time for prayer or Bible study, but he knew it was very important.
因为他的工作很忙，所以不容易对他来说也是有时间，
And your old Satan will try anything to distract you. Even remind you, maybe you should fix that blind on your window.
魔鬼会用很多办法让你离开神。
So Jesus closes this part of Revelation chapter 2 with this promise. To him who overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is the paradise of God.
所以耶稣在启示录这个第二章用这样一句话来总结了这一章，就是凡是从神所生的就胜过世界。
Jesus is promising that he or she who overcomes will be granted the privilege to eat of the tree of life. He is promising the eternal one who overcomes.
他们也，耶稣也向我们，保证，凡是克服了这胜过世界的，他们将来会得到永生树上的果子。
So overcomes what? Overcomes our struggle. It's a daily battle, a daily fight. We are in a war with Satan, not just for the souls of Jesus, but also for our own life, our love for God, and the distractions of this world. We don't want it to interfere.
I'm sorry.
Okay. We are in a war with Satan.
我们在与撒旦的征战中。
And so, in order to overcome, not losing our first love,
我们不要失掉我们起初的爱。
We need to fight.
我们需要征战。
We need to ask God, we need to spend time with the Lord, make that an active discipline.
我们必须要神帮助我们，不断的努力去寻求他。
You know, finally, we're never going to move people to Christ just by preaching to them.
我们从来不会通过讲道就让人来信耶稣了。They
need to see that love in our life. They need to see that sacrificial love.
他们需要从我们这个身上看到这个神的牺牲的爱是怎么样子的。
And I ask, when was the last time maybe you showed sacrificial love to somebody?
我要问你们上一次你们什么时候显示出你们这个牺牲的爱呢？
So you and our staff see that Christ permeates our life.
我们要神充满我们的生命。
But our staff also sees when Christ doesn't permeate our life, when Christ's love is not within me.
但是我们当我同工也看到有时候我这个神并没有在我的生命中。
As I close, I just want to say there is nothing more powerful in this world, no greater light in the darkness than a church, a people in whom Jesus dwells.
最后我想说的是，在这个世界上没有什么更有力的，
and who are in love with him above anything else.
是一个教会，他们爱神超过其他的一切。
And this is a church that's not simply going through the motions.
这个教会不像是只是盲目的做事情。
But is serving God completely in love with Jesus.
但是在侍奉神，用他们全新的爱。
So I pray that God will continue to make 3CW, that sort of church.
我祈求神能让我们牧城华人教会成为这样的一个教会。
And pray that God will increase your love.
求神增加你的爱。
And our love.
增加我的爱。
For Jesus.
对耶稣的爱。 Amen.
Amen.